Let's talk about the Nigeria Startup Act 2022 that was set up and signed into law by the president just recently. Now, we want to look at the details of this law. Now, the just to give you a clear understanding, so right now, we do not have the act in public yet to review. So we'll be doing these explanations based on the bill that is available to the public that we can work with. And I mean, looking around the conversations generated around the bill before it was passed into law. So this is what we're doing for the next hour. Remember, you can join live right now on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. And you can also leave me a message on WhatsApp 08095975805. If you want to use Twitter, head over to Twitter and use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire. My guest joins me right now on the show this morning. He is Kalu Aja. Kalu Aja is, let me get his proper introduction, a certified financial educator who's interested in financial things around the economy in Nigeria. Kalu, thank you for joining the show. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Now, let's take a look at the Startup Act. First of all, when I heard startup, then I thought to myself, okay, what's the game here? Because as startup means you're just starting a business, right? And when you're starting a business, the thing to do is to go to the Corporate Affairs Commission and register your business, either as a business name, whatever. So how is this different from what businesses do with the CSC?
Great question. Same issues I had when I first had the term startup and why it was going to the government to get a startup and all that. So what I understand is this, right? The Startup Act is to, should we say, collaborate with the government, all the government agencies, the executive, and also the agencies like the SEC, CAC, to have this initial collaboration to do what's called labeling of startups. So to identify what a startup is, then give you like a stamp that then qualifies you to then get incentives and benefits from the government of Nigeria. So essentially, let's say you start off a company yourself, right? Start up a radio station, and you then tick the boxes and then you were recognized as a startup. That will then qualify you to get access to, for instance, a 10 billion naira fund that is managed by the Sovereign Wealth Fund, right? So you can then say, hey, I am a startup, and this incentive that the government has identified and prepared for me, I can take a part of it. It's going to be low interest loan. It's going to be like a portal for faster registration of your business, access to all those incentives. So this is what they're trying to do, to work with the government at the very, very beginning of the process, not to start. Then the government comes and says, hey, go back and do this regulation, or we're going to cancel this regulation. The example I heard was, think about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency started, it was booming. Then the central bank came and said, hey, guys, we're canceling you guys from the banks. So the idea is to ab initio, get the government in, work with them, and then say, hey, this is what we are doing. Do you have any objections? If you have an objection, take it in, rework, have a collaborative platform to exchange ideas and to move the process forward. That's about it.
Help me understand. Isn't this repetitive? I mean, because I'm saying for Nigerians, and that was my first reaction, you know, when I hear startup, why do you need to identify who a startup is? I understand that this act says that a startup is a business that's been running for less than 10 years. I mean, I think it's just a basic English definition of what a startup is. And if you register with the CSC, your data would show for how long you've been running. So would we not have a clash of job roles? With these two laws, are we repeating ourselves anyway here?
I think the word that I spoke to the SSA and the guys that basically did this, the word that I took from them was collaboration and engagement. The difference is this, right? You can go to CAC, start a company, and you're a startup. there are lots of incentives that you might not be aware of, right? The pioneer status, for instance, your tax reliefs, there might be funds you're not aware of. If you go through this bill, right, and you then get labeled as a startup, then automatically you get access to all that, right? You are then able to say, I am a startup, I've been labeled, the government will then work with you. For instance, if you went to, say, the Nigerian Stock Exchange, there will be a separate, faster, cheaper process for you to then go to essentially list if you're going to have that long-term objective of listing. If you are with the SEC, there will be a separate portal for you. So it sort of streamlines, the same way you have a one-stop shop, like in the Nigerian Investment Promotion Council, a one-stop shop where you go to and they can get access to all these services. So it's making it better, making it more efficient to make your operations better, and most importantly, to then work with the government ab initio. I mean, like I said, think about all the stuff that has come, crypto, the Gokada, the guys that did the ride share in Lagos that the states do frown upon. So when you bring the government in, that was my fear. Why are you bringing the government into a startup? Startups are usually these guys that wear hoodies and don't want the government near them. Like, yeah. Why are you going to the government? And it does make sense to say, let's go to the government now, let's report ourselves and say, this is what we want to do, right? And the government can say, we don't like this. Then you can then walk and explain to them whilst you are starting, this is the benefit fit and all that. I mean, they have a council, and the president of Nigeria is the chairman of that council, the VP is there, but they have about 6 members in that council. And if you look at who is there, it's basically who is who in Nigeria, really. You have minister of this, minister of that, and all that, right? So it's to say, what do we want? I like the idea of what they're doing. They essentially said, what do we need from this ministry, what do we need from this commission? Then they brought those guys and put them on the council and said, hey, you guys are now part of us, our success is now your success. So they then want to push it out. That's why this was one of the fastest bills I've seen.
Telling
in
you, 17 months from beginning to the president signing it, that's a phenomenal speed, man. 17 months.
I hear you. So I had my fears. I mean, I tweeted about this. I was like, why are you going to do this? The same questions you're asking, I asked. But when you think about the way, I would say this, right? If you have a trade group or you have a cooperative, I would copy this. I would say, go do what they've done. Go to your regulators, bring your regulators in, make it a joint goal, and sort of get something together. So that way they are with you, right? If their pain point is revenues, okay, how are we going to do the revenues? How are we going to pay? These guys have got a 10 billion naira fund now that's going to be managed by the Sovereign Wealth Fund, not ministry, or by Sovereign Wealth Fund, right? So it's there. So it's not a giveaway. It's going to be, you have to take some boxes, like I said, to get access to that. But they've got that out from, you know. So kudos to them. I mean, you can be, you don't have to do this, right? But if you do this, the incentives are there for you. So that's what I would say. Good job. Yeah.
So to be clear, for those who were just hearing about this law, what businesses are covered under the Startup Act? What businesses would these be? Is it all kinds of businesses, or are they people who run in specific sectors?
You know, I asked that question, and the answer I did get was to do with, there's a tilt towards the fintech, towards the IT side, right?
Yes.
But if you read their literature, they're talking about foster access to finance, infotech, innovation, and all that. So the guys that did this are mostly from that ecosystem.
From the fintech ecosystem.
Yes, okay. That ecosystem. But I don't think it's restrictive, right? Probably if you look at the guys that are in the council, you have the minister of the IT, minister, that sort of stuff. So you tend to get an idea of where they are looking at. But I don't think it's restrictive. If you come and say, hey, I'm a startup and I want to make shoes, I'm not sure they will like kick you out. I mean, they've got the minister of finance, they've got the minister of communication and digital economy, minister of trade and investment, then the minister of science and tech. So that already tells you the focus of where they were looking at. The guys they brought into the council is IT, trade and investment and science.
Hmm.
So right, that just tells you if you are under there, then these guys are going to, they are more representative there. That's the word I would use. Yeah, but CBN is also there. The Nigerian Computer Society is there. The Startup Forum is there. Then they need that. The Nigerian Infotech Development Agency is the secretariat. So imagine they've got their regulator to work as their secretariat.
I'm telling you. This is really interesting.
You guys do something like that. Do radio association and get the NPC to as your secretariat. That would be
wow. Wouldn't that be very cool? Now, let's look at the incentives. And this is the juicy part that I think a lot of people would pay attention to, first of all. Now, the interesting thing about this law is that the incentives not only target the startups themselves, there's something for even the employees of these startups. Now, let me read it out quickly. And, you know, I encourage you guys to always look up this things online and read them yourself. The documents are there. Just do a quick Google search. In fact, there is a website for this. It's the startupbill.ng. You can click to view a summary of the bill, which I'm looking at right now. Now, the incentives for the label startup under this Pioneer Startup Incentive Skill includes... this will be for industries captured under the Extend Pioneer Status Incentive Scheme. They may apply to the Nigerian Investment Promotion Commission, NIPC, for grant of tax reliefs and incentives. Also, label startups with at least 10 employees. If you have 10 employees and 60% of them have no work experience, and they graduated from school just 3 years ago, so if you employ fresh graduates and they run up to about 60% of the people working for you, or if they just learned any vocation, your company is entitled to tax breaks from income taxes, up to 5% tax break on your accessible profit. Also, there is the export incentives and financial assistance from the Export Development Fund. There's Export Expansion Grant. There's Export Adjustment Scheme Fund. You also have access to government grants, loans, and facilities, like Kalu had mentioned. Also, you have financial support through a credit guarantee scheme. How good does this sound, Kalu?
I think it's perfect. I mean, look at the tax incentive for employees. So more or less, if you work, your employer gets an exemption of 35% of the payee for about 2 years, right? So, I mean, this you can see where they are going to. These are their pain points for startups. So if you're a startup, you're just struggling to pay salaries, right? And then you have to then pay payee again. So someone must have said, listen, what are really our problems, and they listed them all out, and they got exemptions from those from the government for that, and the government agreed. The government will say, hey, we're willing to forgo revenues right now and hope that later on, as you get bigger, we will get in. I mean, if I was advising the government, right, I would say the government missed out in not seeking equity in this in the startup. That's a big revenue. This is a very, very, see, I was very skeptical about this, I know, and I had them on, I had them in and I spoke to them and I left very, very, I was like, wow, you guys overdid this. You know, this is a very, very good way. And I think this is a model for Nollywood, for the music guys, for this is the model really. Seriously, if you have a problem, list your problem and turn that problem into a tax relief. I mean, it's right here. You employ people, like I said, you get a tax relief. You want to import computers, you get go to NIPC, you get a tax relief there. You know, you get a tax incentive for external service providers. If you are labeled, you get access to export incentives, to government grants, loans, facilities. You know, so, and in there was a big tent. If you look at their partners, you can see really everyone from the corporate like MT to the small folks that are just starting out. So they tried to get everyone into this big tent. Probably that's why they were to push and get a lot of this incentive. So it just shows that, you know, wherever you work, get an ecosystem. The union doesn't just have to go on strike. You know, this is a union, right? It's also a union. But they've been very, very smart in how they've, how they've utilize the leverage that they have to, you know, to grow. And so kudos to them. I think the SSA, that's Gubadia, great job that he did to get this done. So just a shout out to him. Yeah. Mm.
So let me run you guys through again quickly through some of the other tax incentives. Like Kalu has mentioned, there is a tax incentive for the employee. So if you work with a labeled startup, as an employee, you will be entitled to a personal income tax exemption of up to 35% for 2 years. Also for investors, so people who invest in these labeled startups, they'll be entitled to an investment tax credit, which is equivalent to 30% of the investment. So if you put in 1 million, remove 30%, your investment in the labeled startups. Also, capital gains tax should not be charged on gains that accrue from that the disposal of assets. So if an investor sells asset, this is good. I mean, this is really just so good. There's also incentive for external service providers. So foreign service providers will be subjected to 5% withholding tax on income derived from the provision of services to labeled startups. This is very, very good. I was almost going to say this is delicious, but this is really very good.
Let's talk about the regulatory support. Let me just list out the agencies that they got to partner with them.
Yeah,
they got the CAC. So the CAC is going to give them easy, you know, how processing for labeling. They got the Nigerian Copyright Commission on trademarks. They got those guys to protect intellectual property. They got SEC. So SEC is going to fast track crowdfunding processes. That's Securities and Exchange Commission. They got NOTAP. So NOTAP, they're going to do technology transfer. They're going to fast track, make it seamless to get, like, they're going to transfer tech from Silicon Valley to Nigeria. They got NOTAP on that, right? They got CBN. So CBN is going to have to work with SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, through interactive sessions and all that. So they got CBN in there, right? They also got the Nigerian Stock Exchange Private Company. But they've got them in there. There's going to be a similar stock and exchange to grant them incentives and to aid their growth of incubators and accelerators, right? So this is the again. They got even the NEPSA to establish a technology development zone in Nigeria.
Wow!
So it's like someone had a wish list.
I'm telling you,
regulatory, and so I mean, like I said, you know. If you can't beat them, join them. This is the model. I would say take up startup, do footwear, deal, run with this. I'm saying if you're selling shoes, who are your regulators? Who do you need assistance from? Put them in a bill. Go collaborate. Go talk to them, right? And go sell yourself and say, if we succeed, you succeed.
That's
that's what they've done.
That's right.
And,
that's
what I'll say. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me take one or two calls. Okay, you're still talking. All right, I need to go on a break. I'll be right back.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Money Crossfire. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're going straight to the phone lines, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-71190. The Nigeria Startup Act is now law, and you've heard the details. Let's talk. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, please. Good morning. I'm Fido.
Welcome, Fido.
In respect of the gendarme issue in Badagry.
The what?
Gendarme.
No. That's not what we're talking about. Nah, we're done with our conversation. Hello, good morning. Hey, sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Female callers, you can reach us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let's see our live stream on Facebook to take some comments from there as well as YouTube right after this call. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, this is Alex.
Welcome.
This is the best thing I've heard in about Nigeria and policy in the last 1 million years.
How many years have we been here for?
well, let me just tell you. I always say on Sandra's show that we should have a corporate approach to policy making.
Right.
We should have a council of economic advisors on economic issues. I love the way that the gentleman there said that they set up a council to review the issues. You see, when you set up a council of intelligent people, you're not necessarily politicians, you're likely to get better results that are very much tested, and it's just so impressive. You know, it's as if the guy was just pouring cold water on my head. I just love what I'm hearing. Thank you so much.
I do too. When I read about it, I so loved it. I mean, I almost described it as delicious, maybe because I'm a foodie, but I felt this was so good. This is really so good. And like Carlos said, other sectors can pick one or two lessons from this. Carlos, I'm going to throw this to you. One of the sectors that's always under the radar is ASU. That's the education sector. I know that's not your forte. However, how do you think something that has been done in this regard, the Nigeria Startup Bill, could it possibly be replicated, to solve some of these challenges in the education sector?
Of course, of course. I mean, ASU is a big, big, big union, and they have the power to bring in a lot of regulators and third-party folks into a room and talk about funding education long-term. We don't hear endowments, we don't hear student loans, we don't hear how to fund research in universities that will take away the burden from the federal government. These are all what ASU should be doing, not striking. They should be bringing in quality debate. There's a guy that just gave $1 million to the University of Ife or so.
Yeah.
$1 million out in August. There are many like that.
The University of Ibadan, I believe. Was that UNILAG or UI? I can't remember which it is.
I know it was a medical college, though.
Yes.
So
yes.
Many folks that want to give equipment, cash, that want to come do work, like work for a semester, there's no pathway. And ASU should be a bit more business focus, like these guys have done. Have a council. How can we fund education without the government? Not just strikes, these guys are going to strike also now, but they've sort of said, okay, let's have a business approach, bring these guys in. Your success is our success, and they've got it done.
Now, let's look at the possible challenges. For every fantastic idea, there would also be challenges in implementation. Now, there's supposed to be the setup of a board, the regulatory board, and so on and so forth, and so many other things that could happen. Do you, first of all, see an immediate implementation of this law? It doesn't appear that anything needed is particularly ready to kick off immediately. Looks like it might take it a while. And then are there challenges you envisage could happen down the line?
I think this thing is just going to be how to dot the I's and get the party rolling. It's going to be the problem, right? How do we go from what we have now into having an office that memos work, phones ring, and someone picks it up, right?
Yeah.
That's what they have to then do. But the point where it gives me joy is, like, even in the council, they got about 5 or 6 representatives from the private sector in that council. So even where the politicians are getting their changeover, you've got some folks that are going to be there working day to day to say, hey, how can we make this work? So when a new government takes over in 2023, you already have a working group saying, this is what we've done, this is how, what you guys just take off for. It's a law. So you can't come in and say, I don't like it, I'm going to scrap it. That's the good thing. Again, it's locked in. You can only just walk around it, right?
Yeah.
So perfect for them. They are in there. They're going to work. And it's a win-win, right? Like I said, this is the moneymaker. This is the job creator for Nigeria. You know, we hear agriculture and all that, but entertainment, IT, this is the moneymaker for Nigeria. Nigeria's got a very, very young population, very bright, self-taught, speak English, good time zone. What we've wanted is a law, and what we wanted are people that look at the youth as quote-unquote partners in the business, get a CEO, and run the place. This is what these guys are.
Hello? Okay. The internet is gone off for a bit. Now, the members of the council, there will be a council to oversee. It's called the Council for Digital Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Kali, can you hear me? Okay, let's hope the connection gets back. Now, the members of this council include the president of the country. He's the chairman of the council. The vice president will be the alternate chairman. The Honorable Minister for Communications and Digital Economy will be the vice chairman. The Minister for Finance, Budget and National Planning is a member. The Minister for Industry, Trade and Investment is a member. The Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation is a member. The Governor of the Central Bank is a member. Three representatives of the Startup Consultative Forum will be members. Two representatives from the Nigeria Computer Society and the Director General of the National Information... Oh, okay, we've got off there. Let's see if we can get him back on the line. They would also... This is the Director General of the National Information Technology Development Agency. That's NISDA, will be the secretary. I'm on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Over the calls is 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465719 0. Pardon. Okay, well, internet is off. All right, good morning, hello. Good morning. Hello. I can't hear you. I have a few more minutes, so let me close this and try to get it back. Give me a minute to get it all back. I don't know if it's raining, but something's going on here with the network. So give me a minute to get it all back. Internet is also out. So this is a fantastic idea that I believe that other sectors could also plug into quite urgently, you know, to see how you can get regulations and policies on your side. Now, fintech guys, IT guys now have the law, a full law, a law backing up, you know, backing them up. All right, let's try. I hope I can hear you. Good morning. Hello. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Ahmed.
Welcome, Ahmed.
Yeah, with this law, are you saying a new company don't need to go to CAC to register again?
So they will. Apparently, there's a kind of handshake between CAC and now this particular law will focus on businesses that use tech in their running. So you understand, if you have a handshake with tech, you need to find a link between your business and tech, and then when you go to the CSC, you can ask to get the startup label.
So if you are registering a new company, from the beginning you tell them you want an handshake with tech.
Yeah, that you want a startup label. It's called a startup label. So I would believe that if you look at the details of that bill, the CAC would now have to have a portal. There will be a portal on the CAC website just for this. So if you go there, you know, you'll see business incorporation, business name, blah, blah, blah. You'll possibly also now see startup label.
Okay.
Yeah.
But last thing, is it compulsory?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh,
no, it's not. Only if you want some of those benefits. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. So at least that's based on my readings. I'd also encourage you to do your readings. Again, this is very new. It's new. It's just some days old. So we're going to see this law evolve. And actually, the implementation is where the bulk of the matter is. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Put off your radio. Okay, so I'm tempted to think that my internet is out. Everything's out. Good morning, hello. Okay. Hello. Can't hear you. Let me jump to... I can't read your messages or anything. So, pardon. Pardon me. All right. I'm having to wrap up the show right now because I have an advert break coming up in a few seconds. But I hope you now understand how this law works and you can also interrogate it, ask questions, particularly for those who are in business. The Money Crossfire returns tomorrow at 5 a.m. We have fantastic conversations lined up. Daily Digest is next at 9 after the news. And then there's What's Up Lagos at 10. Sunnyside is 12, Hard Facts 3. We've got sport in the evening. We've got so much more throughout the night. I'm on social media. That's Wemimo Sport. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Have a good morning.